Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. Instagram is taking steps to try and make its platform safer for its younger users. Meta says it will change its default setting for teenagers in the U.S. to make the accounts private. So, Kurt, let's walk us through this. What are some of the other changes?
Yeah, this is a pretty notable change for Instagram. It's going to impact all users under the age of 18 on the service. And the idea is that they will be automatically kicked into, you know, much stricter settings, privacy settings in the app. So that includes their accounts being private by default. It includes the fact that they can only send direct or private messages with people who they follow. So they can't, you know, necessarily hear from people they don't want to. It also adds some parental controls if you're 15 or under. So, you know, the fact that this is all happening automatically for pretty much everyone in that age group is pretty significant and a big change from what Instagram has done historically.
Now, some teens are going to have the option to opt out. Why is that and how does that work?
So if you are under 18, you'll be kicked into these new settings automatically, but 16 and 17-year-olds will be able to change those settings on their own. If you're 15 or under, you need a parent who's basically also has an Instagram account and is connected to the teen account in order to change those settings. And I think the idea here is that, you know, if you're 15 or younger, you shouldn't be doing these things without your parents' consent. You know, 16-year-olds, I'm not sure exactly why they drew the line, but, you know, you can get a driver's license when you're 16, right? Presumably they thought 16, 17-year-olds are, you know, old enough to make these decisions on their own.
I can hear all the teenagers going, what? You know, and stomping their feet. And what do you mean?
Yeah, I think it'll take some getting used to, right? I mean, especially if you are 13, 14, 15 years old, you've been using Instagram a certain way, and suddenly it feels like the company is coming in and, you know, being a parent for you, right? And so I imagine we will see some pushback early on, especially as teens kind of learn that this is happening to their accounts. My assumption is that it's the kind of thing that over time people will just get used to the new normal, right? It'll probably have some pushback now, but you know, fast forward a year or two down the road and new people who are signing up for Instagram won't necessarily know any different.
Well, kids are smart on tech stuff, so how will Meta know if someone's trying to get around these restrictions?
Yeah, I think everyone would predict that, you know, if you're a teenager who doesn't want to do this kind of stuff, you're just going to lie about your age, right? You're going to change your birthday on the app and say that you're older than you really are. Meta's aware of that as well. They're going to attempt to try and combat that with artificial intelligence technology. So they say that they can, you know, have a general idea of what a normal teenage account looks like in terms of behavior and appearance. And so they'll use AI to sort of automatically determine is someone trying to lie about their age. And if so, they'll kick them back into these more restrictive settings. Obviously, that's an imperfect system. You know, some people will slip through. Some people may get added by accident. But they are going to try to do that to counterbalance this and also do it at the scale they need to, because this is going to impact millions and millions of users.
And they're going to try to time restrict them as well?
Yeah, there's going to be a recommendation after 60 minutes each day that the person close the app and come back tomorrow. So they don't, I believe, have to adhere to that 60-minute suggestion, but it will be an automated thing. You know, there are abilities already for you to set up kind of timers within certain apps on your phone. You could say, hey, let me know after, you know, an hour and remind me. But this will happen automatically on the Instagram side.
And are there other platforms that could follow suit?
I think so. I mean, it's the kind of thing that if it works, there's no reason to think, you know, why shouldn't Snapchat do this? Why shouldn't TikTok do this as well, right? Everyone's sort of playing this game right now where they're wanting to be as, you know, helpful as possible without running their core user base away at the same time. And so I think this will be a good experiment of sorts. And if we see this actually work with Instagram, I imagine it might happen not only for the rest of Meta's apps, but it could happen to some competitors' apps as well.
Yeah, nobody wants to be told what to do. That is Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.